What is up, dudes, dudettes, and all my beautiful people of the interwebs? You know what time it is. It is Saturday night, and it is the very last show of the year. So you already know what it is. Thank you for tuning in to the United States of Smash. Now, before we get started, I want to thank everyone for being here with us as we close out the year with this show. Like, I am honestly excited. I'm happy. It's been one hell of a year for us, and there's so much has happened, especially for me, but trust me, we got things coming down the pipeline for next year. We're doing as much as we can, and we hope that y'all continue to say we're definitely gonna be trying to do a lot more, but more on that later. I want to go ahead and introduce the panel, well, the only panel member tonight, because everyone's getting ready for holidays, and I'm completely understanding of that. So what's going on with you, bro?
Nothing, man. I'm just looking at the topics today, and I'm super excited. I'm ready to get into the, you know, the list of things we got to talk about.
Oh, definitely, man. We got some good stuff, and unfortunately, the others can't be here because this is some stuff, you know, we would definitely go in on. Of course,
there's definitely a lot of stuff that I think it would go on for a long time, just discussing everything.
Yeah, definitely, for sure, especially with some of the last things that have come out this month alone. But guys, you're on the channel, so you already know who it is. It's me, Bloody Knuckles, aka the King of Anime, your resident anime king, of course, and the boisterous host with the not most, because I was sick on the last show. So I want to give love to Soul and Op, of course, for holding it down when they did. Like, you guys were going hard on it.
Hey, man, we had to, man.
We got to. The show got to go on. If we don't talk about the anime, who will? Who's exactly going to talk about the titties, Op? Who's going to talk about them, Soul?
Nobody, except for us.
Exactly. Exactly. Me and you are the stands for the anime titties. Op is too much of is too prudish.
Yeah, he's not on our level yet.
He's not on that level yet. Just wait till he watches High School of the Dead.
I don't even know if he's gonna watch that. He's not about that life, man.
Right?
The anime, I like the anime, especially, you know, the sniper scene, you know.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, but he know he ain't gonna do it. Hey, Daz, I'm glad that you're here, man. I know it's 2:40. Oh, you're over there in the UK representing for our European fans. So thank you for being here, man. Honestly, love you, man. But yeah, dude, Op's already admitted that his fraud status is showing, especially the more we see on Jump Force. All right. So all love to the homie Op, but he knows that his fraud's showing. I don't know if you saw, but he tweeted out that the more characters that get announced, the more he realizes he don't know a damn thing, and that he's looking pretty spooky out here right now.
Hey, man, he only knows mainstream. That's okay, man. He needs to.
I know it's okay. Daz, you want in? All right, cool. We'll bring you on, Daz. Why not? But yeah, man, he's looking a little spooky over there. A little bit spooky. But it's all good. He's got the big ones, what there's plenty of. He's got the Naruto's and the Dragon Balls and the what else do we got? He's got the Bleaches. Yeah, My Heroes.
He's just not hip on the low tier underground stuff yet.
Yeah, he doesn't know the City Hunters and all the good stuff. He barely knows the Yu Yu Hakusho's. He probably doesn't even know the Rurouni Kenshin's of the world.
He probably doesn't. I'll be real. He probably doesn't. he probably knows, I've seen this character from somewhere. I just don't know. Like, I just don't know.
That's probably about right. Yeah, that's about right. He's probably looking at the main character. He's like, I know this character. Where is he from? It's the main character. Come on now.
He's gonna be like, oh yeah, he's from Afro Samurai. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
No.
That's the thing. That's the guy. yeah, but Yeah, man, there's a lot of good stuff going on for the anime scenes right now. There's actually, you know, speaking about Jump Force and anime games right there, there's actually an announcement that we just saw that me and you were kind of all over. One that you were kind of like WTF and I was all hyped for. They recently announced a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure game. I know, it's JoJo's, it's had plenty of games, but it's a battle royale with stands. So basically, you're playing an iconic JoJo's character, and you're having a battle royale to survive to show who's the most powerful of all the stands. And I gotta say, that game looks hella interesting, and I was loving what I was seeing. I don't know about you.
Yeah, like when I first seen that, like I'm a huge fan of any battle royale game. Like that's all I really play. But when I seen that,
I know you the PUBG king over here.
I was like, JoJo, I never like really got into it, but this looks pretty dope. I can't hate on it because like just because I didn't watch it, but like this game might sell pretty good. It might do good. And especially I think it's like a 20 player battle royale, and you can they probably have all different type of skill sets. I think it's gonna be really good. I just can't wait to see gameplay for it, really.
I know. I want to see more of it. And yes, it's going to be a bit smaller. You know, it's going to be 20 characters, 20 players instead of, you know, the 100 that everyone else is used to from all these other games and stuff like that. But I think that makes it more manageable and much better suited for what they're trying to do, especially since it's not going to be so much of a shooter game or anything like that. Like, yeah, some of the stands do have ranged attacks, but it's still going to be very much... You know,
yeah, I don't really know how like you know the abilities work in like JoJo or whatever, but they probably have like you know like you said abilities and stuff like that, and you got range attacks. I think I did see like
there's quite a few stands which are kind of like tied to the user's soul and stuff stands? Like that. And some of them have range attack. Yeah, stands.
Wow, that's amazing. But
like, do you stand?
Yeah, but I remember seeing a clip of you know JoJo. I think it was like in the desert. And like somebody was like all the way across the desert doing something crazy or something. And he pinpointed him and killed him or whatever. I don't know
which part you're talking about, but I can't think of it right now. But
what's going on, peeps?
Hey, what's going on, Daz?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, fuck it, I'm awake. Why not? Let's get in here.
that's what you gotta do it sometimes. I was like, he's over here holding it down at 3 o'clock in the morning across the pond. Why not? Right?
Yeah, it's not often I can do this shit live, so let's do it. You know what I mean?
All right,
so
that's what we'll talk about.
Sweet.
Yeah, but yeah, no, the stands are gonna be something else with that battle royale, and I'm really looking forward to it and seeing what they do. But from there, let's go ahead and hop on over to the topics, and we're gonna start off. We're gonna save all the rest of the good anime stuff for the end. So we're gonna hit up some of our other news, and I think where we're gonna start off with is Aquaman. Is this the hero we wanted? No, but apparently it's the hero we needed because everywhere you look, there's been nothing but rave reviews about the Aquaman movie. Like, this movie is doing so well. It's already outpacing a lot of other movies and bigger movies that came out earlier this year. We saw that its pre-sale tickets have outpaced Infinity War. We saw that it even outdid Black Panther. And just a lot of bigger hitting juggernauts that people were waiting years for. And this comes out of nowhere and just sets a precedent, right? It's set a hell of a precedent, and it's doing well. It's being well received, and a lot of people saying that this isn't a typical superhero movie because people were getting superhero fatigue. No, this is a straight comic book film, and a lot of people are loving it. So, yeah. Dad, since you're jumping on,
yo,
I want to get your thoughts on this, man. What do you think about Aquaman's success?
I'm not sure, mate. To be honest with you, it's like Injustice 2. I know I'm off topic, like, but Injustice 2 and all that sort of shit, where he's in the game and that, and the new film. I don't think Aquaman is like the biggest superhero out there. You know, I don't think it will really be a big deal, end of the day.
You don't think it's going to be a big deal at the end of the day?
No, I don't think it will be. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, but I have to disagree because this film is doing crazy numbers. Like, I think they just announced it did like 345 million globally, I think.
Yeah, it will do because it's a new name.
Yeah.
And
you also got to think, too.
Yeah, it's like you got your Superman, you got Spider-Man, you got a Batman, but when do you hear Aquaman?
Yeah, you never hear Aquaman. Aquaman is always, you know, the underdog.
He's been the joke.
He's the meme.
He's been the laughing stock.
Yeah,
I mean, you're talking about the man who got stuck like a fish in plastic.
It's basically drowning, isn't he? He's fucked. You know, yeah. it's just underwater. But I don't think the film will be a major success, in my opinion.
Really?
But it's already proven to be so when it's doing almost 400 million.
Well, yeah. Until someone else releases, or you compare it to Batman, you compare it to Superman, or whatever. You know what I mean?
But I don't know, because, you know, like, a lot of people are saying this is the best, you know, film that was produced by Warner Brothers since, like, Dark Knight. I don't know. I was supposed to go see it today, but I'm going to go see it tomorrow instead. But like the way people are talking about it, it's true to heart comic book movie, and it's really good. It's enjoyable. So like, I don't know. I can't wait to see it. And, you know, based my own opinion.
Well, in all honesty, I haven't seen it yet. Obviously, I'll watch a dodgy copy on Cody, which Daskas don't condone that shit. But, you know, no, but, yeah, I'll give it a watch and that, because I only watch shit my missus watches, and she likes all the superhero shit, so. But, yeah, I'll give it a watch, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, well, good. You know. Because, honestly, I think this film is going to set a good precedent for DC, because we all know that DC's been killing it in their live action series and everything else on their TV shows. But when it comes to their films, they've kind of faltered. Yes, we could say that for some people, Man of Steel was great. I didn't like Man of Steel, but I understand what they were trying to do with it with Zack Snyder leading that. Of course, then right after that, we had BBS, and I really liked BBS up to a certain point because, you know, They tried to do a little too much, but it was still really good. I liked the take of Superman. You know, I really liked Ben Affleck's Batman in that film. Like, that was a real good take on Batman and everything. And then we got Justice League. And we're not going to talk about that because we've gone to lengths on Justice League. But they rushed quite a bit and put some bad taste in people's mouths about how they felt about, you know, the DC universe. And Aquaman being the first movie to set the precedent of resetting everything as worlds of DC, with the way that critics are talking about it, the way fans are talking about it, and everyone who's seen this movie is just showing that this film is doing right in resetting everything that DC should have been doing the first time around, giving the characters their time to shine, making sure the film is, you know, visually stunning. The story is really well done, that it has the humor and stuff that they want out of it. You know, a character like Aquaman, we know that he could be funny, but we also know that he's a skilled martial artist. He's a king for a reason. But with a character like Jason or an actor like Jason Momoa portraying that character, you got to do it right. You got to give a good bad to that kind of character. You know, when they showed off Black Manta being one of the big bads and, of course, his brother, you know, they had to do it right. And from what everyone's saying, this film is doing exactly that. It is doing a comic book story very, very well. It's why a lot of people liked Wonder Woman, and why a lot of people liked the first Avenger with the first Captain America.
I like Wonder Woman. She's pretty hot, isn't she?
Yeah. Hey, man, Gal Gadot's fit. I won't deny that.
I won't deny it at all. Then I'm married, so.
I think nobody can deny you know, how beautiful she is. I think nobody can deny that.
Yes.
Yeah, no one can deny that. If anyone says otherwise, you know, there's some.
Yeah, she's been beautiful for 3 minutes a few times, you know. And
but you know, as I was saying, man, is what Aquaman's doing is setting a good tone for what we can see potentially with DC going forward. You know, the next big one that's going to set a good idea is the Shazam film that comes out next year. You know, I'm really looking forward to that because I like Shazam. Shazam is probably my favorite DC character, and I won't deny that. I love Shazam because Shazam is, you know, a funny character, but he's strong. It's a kid, you know, it's that power fantasy of if we were a kid with superpowers, what would we do? You know, it fulfills that fantasy that people have grown up with, you know?
Yeah, well, everyone will, the world will be your oyster, won't it? You'd just do anything you could. End of the day. I'll be a multi-millionaire. I'd make love to the most beautiful woman and all sorts if I was invisible.
All right, calm down there, Bruce Wayne.
Oh yeah, we don't need. No, that's the Hollow Man.
Hollow Man. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We got to calm down.
Hollow Man.
Hollow Man was doing some crazy things when he went invisible. We don't need that.
He's a good man.
Kevin Bacon was acting crazy in that movie. No.
Oh yeah, definitely. But yeah, man. This is just a good going forward point for DC with what they're doing with this film, you know, with what they're doing now. And I'm glad that Aquaman is getting the respect that he deserves. Like, I really liked Jason Momoa in Justice League. I liked his take on King Arthur, you know, and getting to see him now. I'm glad to see that the movie's doing so well. I can't wait to see it. I really do want to see it. I was going to see it yesterday, but that didn't pan out so well, but I'll see it here soon. Now, yeah, jumping on over from DC over to the Marvel side, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Holy crap. Do you know Spider-Man's got his own webpage? Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey.
Spider-Man just can't stay out of the limelight, and it's for good reasons. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is a movie, an animated film that has been absolutely loved to no extent. It has, I think it dropped down to a 99%, but I think it was sitting at 100% for quite some time for on Rotten Tomatoes. And this is a film that is absolutely a love letter to Spider-Man fans. Like, true comic book fans are the ones who would appreciate this. Anyone could watch this movie and love it, but for all the Spider-Man fans out there, this is a film for you. And a lot of people have been talking about the ending scene, everything that was going on, just so many Easter eggs to so many other Spider-Man films and references that it's just been something else. And so I know you just saw this movie.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us some of your thoughts?
It was a great experience, I would say. It was a film that you probably never experienced. The artwork was amazing. You know, the story was amazing, and it was just a great overall movie. Like, there were no, like, no bad parts that I can actually point out about the movie. So, like, it deserves the praise, it deserves the rating, it deserves everything it's getting. So
nice.
All right. And how was it seeing that many different versions of Spider-Man? I know, you know, with Spider-Noir and Spider-Ham, and then, of course, having old Spider-Gwen and, you know, Miles Morales and everything.
The funny thing about, like, they introduced them pretty quick, and they all just connected, like very fast. And you don't, like, notice it. Like, why they connecting so fast and everything? It's so seamless. Like, it just fits, and, like, it's like you forget about it. Like, you forget, like, they just popped up. I feel like they were there the entire time. I didn't even know, you know, Spider-Noir was played by Nicolas Cage. He is hilarious.
Even I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Good old Nick Cage.
Nick Cage is awesome. He really fucking is. He's a top actor.
It's a really good movie. It's a really good movie. Yeah. And, like, just like the artwork that they did for, like, you know, the different you know, versions of Spider-Man, like the noir, you know, the anime version, the cartoon version with, you know, what is it, Spider-Pork? Yeah.
Spider-Ham.
Yeah, Spider-Ham, sorry. Yeah. And, like, it was just amazing. Like,
the anime version, that was Penny Parker.
Penny Parker, yep.
Good old Penny.
It was just really good. I really can't say much because I really don't want to, like, it's like spoil anything, but
it's spoiler like, alert.
Yeah. But yeah, I know just the things that have been coming out about Into Spider-Verse is for all the Spider-Man fans out there. This is a film that truly is for you. And I know you don't want to say anything, but that after credit scene, I've heard some things. Was it as good as everyone was saying?
Oh yeah, the after credit scene, if you're a fan of Spider-Man, you're going to love it. Trust me. Like if you watch the classic Spider-Man, like the very first, cartoon Spider-Man, and you know like the memes that's going around with Spider-Man, you're going to love it.
Yeah, it's like Guns N' Roses, isn't it? If you like Guns N' Roses, you're going to want to listen to every tune they've done. So you're going to want to watch every fucking film they've done. You know what I mean? So
yeah, like just trust me. Like if you're going to love the after credit. It's really good. There's nothing I can hate about this one. And they have a Stan Lee part. So like that's good too.
I heard that there was a Stan Lee cameo in it, and it was probably one of his last ones besides what we're going to see. And Captain Marvel as well as an Endgame and the new Avengers film that comes out next year.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something.
Like overall, I think I would give it probably a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. All right, that's not bad at all.
I would say the only thing I just wish there was more action. That was it. Everything else, but the story and everything was pretty good. You can't really like complain about what they put in the film.
I think that's a fair score. If you feel like there wasn't enough action, but 9 out of 10 still, that's a phenomenal score for that.
I totally understand why there wasn't, because like the end fight is crazy. Like. It just to see how it was animated and see how they did it. It's crazy. This end fight probably took them close to a year to finish.
Yeah, like, probably. Yeah.
That's something else.
So I give it all its respect. I love it. I would say I still prefer Spider-Man PS4 story, but this isn't anything.
Batman all the way. Hey, I'm joking. I could give a shit if it's Spider-Man, Batman, whatever. It's a fucking computer game at the end of the day. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it, don't you? That's it.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I just prefer like just the story and like Spider-Man. I almost got brought to tears. It was really good. So
yeah, for the storyline, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
So yeah, overall, it's a great film. Go see it. Definitely go see it.
All right.
You can't go forward. Go on Tuesday.
If you can't afford it, go watch it on Gordy. Which the Dust Cast condone that.
Listen. Paid up. It's Sony. I know a lot of people hate Sony, but listen, y'all gotta support this film and
Do you know, bro, it does my fucking nothing on Twitter. You know, on Twitter, it's like, Sony this, Pony that, fucking Xbox this, Xbox that. I don't give a fuck. I only own an Xbox, yeah? That's because I can only afford one console. I work all day and that. I've got a family of 5. I couldn't give a fuck about your fucking PS4 wars. And your Xbox was. you know what I mean? I own an Xbox, and that's an expensive hobby in itself, as well as running the car. So, I'm happy. But Xbox has got no games, PSN down all the fucking time, whatever, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? End of the day. It's like, enjoy your gaming, just fucking chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But go watch the film.
Trust me. I will. I'll download it on Kodak.
Oh, I know. I'm gonna go see this film. I know. I'm really looking forward to it. It's one of the few film, or probably one of like 4 films that came out this month alone that is coming out this month that I want to go see. So that Aquaman and 2 others that we'll talk about at a later time. But it's good to see that Spider-Man is doing so well. Like I said before, I had no doubts in my mind that this movie was going to do well and that it was going to be loved because of the fact that Spider-Man is such a household name. He's such a character that's immediately recognizable. Yeah, he's infamous. You know, he has that notoriety. He's a household name for a reason. Everyone knows Spider-Man, just like everyone knows Batman. Everyone knows Superman. But with the high that everyone's been feeling for Spider-Man, you know, with the success of Homecoming and stuff like that, it was no doubt in my mind that this film wasn't going to succeed and do really well.
Yeah, like I, when I, you know, when I, what was the film that showed it at the end credits? I remember they showed, it was one film that showed, you know, the Spider-Man trailer at the end credits. I forgot what film it was.
Oh, that was in
what film was it? It was a comic movie. I just don't remember what
it was. Deadpool. At the end of Deadpool 2, they teased us. They were showing off for Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, and also it was Venom. It was Venom. Yeah, and it was
Venom too as well. Yeah.
And I was like, I was already sold on it. So it was, I already knew it was going to be good, and I was already going to see it. So I was already sold on it.
Yeah, so they were definitely putting in the work with this one by getting its name out there. So that's something else. So I'm really glad to see they're succeeding very, very well. You know, it's one of those things. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and head on to our next topic here. And what I got for us here is Men in Black. We've known that they were doing a new Men in Black movie, but it wasn't going to be a continuation. Men in
Black, dude.
But we knew it wasn't going to be a sequel to the Men in Black that we knew with Will Smith and
Wolverine.
Yeah, but the new trailer did have the return of Chris Hemsworth, as we all know, Thor. And Tessa Thompson, who was also with him in Ragnarok as Valkyrie. And I gotta say, I was digging the new trailer. I was really digging the film's vibe and what they're doing. It definitely has that Men in Black feel. It has the humor. It has the zaniness of it. And it has, you know, whatever crazy alien actions going on in the film. I loved when they were taking apart the car and they made these like giant, you know, drum magazine. Like, yeah. I was like, that's like, over
super
the top.
Fucking
like,
that's cars that'll fuck you up on Forza. Yeah.
Exactly. It looked like an alien machine gun. And I was just like, this is what I would expect out of Men in Black. And I just love that. Just the humor. Because I honestly feel like Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson's humor just bounces off each other so well. But when you see them like land the motorcycle and that group of people, and he's just like, hey, if you don't mind, can you just take a look over here? And she's like, oh, just drive, and starts flashing everyone. Like, I was like, that's the kind of interaction you would expect out of two polarizing characters, because it reminded me of Agent J and Agent K back from the first one.
I have a little bit of theories on, I think Tessa Thompson's character is related to, you know, J in some like form.
You think that
Because she's from the States, and they took her international.
Yeah, so, they did.
I think she might be related or knows him or her stories about him, and that's why she went looking. Because she heard about him and she knew him. She knew she had to look for him. So
yeah, and we saw that in the scenes. You know, when she's talking, she's like, I've found y'all. I knew how to find y'all. She's like, so obviously I'm the best choice to work for y'all and stuff like that. And I was just like, you know, there's only very few people who would know of how to find the Men in Black, you know? Yeah. So I think if that there is a theory of her being related to Jay, that would be something interesting indeed. But I'm really interested to see what they do with Men in Black International, because I was loving the trailer just so much. It made me be a kid again, because I was young when the first Men in Black came out, and I loved the entire trilogy. Even when they years later they did, you know, Men in Black 3, I'm really looking forward to what they do with Men in Black International.
Yeah, the first one was definitely the best.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That wasn't the best. And then I would rank them according to, like, you know, by the number. Like Men in Black 1, then 2, then 3. So.
You think so? Yeah, that's how you'd rank it all the way down?
Is that all you gotta say?
He's just like, yep, that is like the order they came
first
out
of. The best. Last one. Awesome.
But dude, there was just so much in there. Like, I love seeing all the aliens back again. I really want to see what they show off now, and just kind of looking forward to, because I think it's cool that they took this one. You know, it was globetrotting. You know, they were jumping all sorts of places. They were in Paris. They were in, you know, the Middle East for a little bit. You know, wherever they go, it looks so good. And I think for fans of the original comics and those who saw the original films, like, this is one of those things is going to be for you. You know, yes, this is 20 years since the original one, because the first one came back out in 97, you know, almost 22 years later, we're finally getting the fourth film.
I'm fucking really old.
I know, right? It's
it's
something, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just glad to see, you know, Valkyrie and Thor back together again and doing something totally different. It's just one of my things that tickles my funny bone, and just seeing what's going on. I'm all for it.
But, no, good.
If you haven't seen the trailer yet, people, y'all really do need to see it. Like, honestly, it really is phenomenal, and it's looking really good. So for those who haven't seen that, please. So after that, there's also the trailer for another film that's going to be a little bit polarizing. Hellboy.
Oh,
a lot of people love Hellboy, but they love Ron Perlman and Guillermo del Toro's take, and not a lot of people were looking forward to this new reboot, since we're never going to get the Hellboy 3 that we wanted.
Yeah, don't think it's going to be the same old.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm not hating or anything. I'm just saying, don't think it's going to be the same old fucking bullshit. It's got an army, you know what I mean? And it's going to fuck everyone up.
Yeah. I got to say this, though. The trailer, I have mixed feelings on it. And here's where I'm coming from. So the trailer, David Harbour does pull off the look of Hellboy very well.
He is an awesome actor. He fucking really is.
And I honestly wasn't sure if he was going to capture the look, but he does the look very well. I know it's just not the deep, gravelly voice people are used to from, you know, an actor like Perlman, but I wasn't too put off by the voice. I'm interested in the humor that he's going to carry for Hellboy, because Hellboy always had that dark humor, but they're doing the more mature take that it should have been. But my biggest issue is with the director. Now, nothing against the director, nothing against Neil Marshall. Neil Marshall is a great director, but he's a horror director. And what I was getting out of the film is that
not PG. Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, what I was getting out of the trailer was that it was more gore. It had the humor that you would expect, but it was more gore. There wasn't anything off-putting. And you're coming after a mastermind like Guillermo del Toro. And Guillermo del Toro is known as the man of monsters, because look at every movie that he's done. He makes phenomenal, fantastic creatures that boggle the mind. If you saw the first two Hellboys, the way that he interpreted those creatures, it's something unique. And I really want them to pull that off right. I really want to see him strut his stuff after coming off a legacy like that. It's like, though, like kind of what we saw with the second Pacific Rim film that came out earlier with Uprising, right after the original one that he did, you know, a couple years ago. You know, he brought back kaiju films, you know, or he was one of the people who really brought kaiju back. And he also did a great take on Mecha. Like, he had those. The other biggest complaint that I've seen is the arm. It's more metalish and it looks kind of cheap on the side, which I'm hoping that was just an issue with the editing and not going to be the final product. But like, I'm really looking forward to what they're doing with this, but I really need them to sell it more. Like, I really hope that they can. What are your thoughts on the trailer, Soul? What do you feel about it, man?
I don't know. I'm just gonna wait till, like, you know, we get like another trailer to like really like cast any judgment. But that's really about it. Like, I think there's nothing wrong with it. I understand people, you know, miss the old Hellboy, but like, we gotta at least give this one a chance.
Yeah, Hellboy's Hellboy, isn't it? So end of the day. So it's gonna be very interesting to see what happens. You know,
yeah. And you're right. I honestly feel like it is the people missing the original. It really is one of those feelings of people wanting.
It's like Knight Rider. It's like the A-Team. It's like Airwolf, Street Hawk, all the 80s shit. Yeah, trying to bring it all back. You know, it's like you cannot beat the original. So they've got to do something really fucking outstanding to fuck this shit up. I'm just saying.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're really not wrong. It does have that feeling that we are seeing a reboot after reboot, especially of older stuff. You know, we are definitely seeing a lot of that all coming back, but some of them are doing well. I mean, think about this. We haven't had a good Godzilla film in years, right? Mm-hmm. And after the first, after the Godzilla reboot, you know, it did have its aspects where people were just like, this is kind of, you know, kind of dumb and wasn't feeling it too much. But when everyone saw Godzilla and what they were doing with the film, everyone fell in love with it. You know, it was what people.
Yeah, but that's also not the old school watching Godzilla, because when we was born back in the day, 1975 onwards, we watched Godzilla, the Japanese versions, and we love them. So it's a lot to, it's a lot to take over that to make a good film. You know, because back in the day, it's old school, and they've got to do a lot to make it better, and they're not doing it, mate, at the moment.
Well, you know, that's what kind of people were on the fence about with the first film. I still really enjoyed it, but once Godzilla came into the movie, everyone was just losing it. And if you saw the trailer for King of Monsters, oh my God, I gushed so hard because I was losing my damn mind to the King of Monsters trailer. Seeing Rodan, seeing Mothra, seeing King Ghidorah. Oh my God. Like, I love kaiju films. I grew up with the old claymation Godzilla films and was in love with that. You know, what they're doing now just blows my mind because it looks so good. And it pays homage to some of the biggest monsters in Hollywood from Japan and all across. Like, Godzilla is an iconic character.
It is. You may gush, but do you get the same experience from watching it from the first time, from the old school? Just saying.
From the first film, I wasn't feeling it that much. I won't deny that fact. But what they're doing with King of Monsters, because they focused on the human aspect of it too much. You know, while there was the human aspect in the original, they still focused heavily on Godzilla. The first one was the hunt for Godzilla until Godzilla came out, you know, in the third act of the film, and then it focused on him from there. Where we're seeing, as with like Kong, Skull Island, it was all about the chase of Kong, but he was active throughout the film, and that movie was well done. And now what they're doing with King of Monsters, they're putting Godzilla at the forefront that, hey, humanity's in trouble, and that we need the King of Monsters to defend us. We need him to be our champion.
Absolutely. You know,
it's one of those things where they really put the focus back on Godzilla, and it's working out so well. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I agree. It's like you've got to go up what we are, 2018. You've got to go back a few years where they're just banging out stupid films, won't they? And now it's 2018. Rethinking the stuff. You know what I mean? Because they was just picking out the same old shit all the time. But now they're trying to put storylines and stuff into it, so it's even better.
Yeah. And I understand where 108 is coming out from in the chat. He's worried that them putting all of the major monsters in one movie is going to be, you know, do too much or anything. But think about this. After we have King of Monsters, there's still plenty of other monsters in Godzilla's repertoire to come up against. But right after this, don't forget, we're getting King Kong versus Godzilla. So we're going to see two of the biggest iconic creatures to go at it as well. You know, of course, yeah. We know we have the antithesis of King Ghidorah being Godzilla's nemesis. But don't forget that after this, we could still do Mecha Godzilla or Mecha Ghidorah, which is another one that was done out. Like, there's still so much that can be done with it. And
That's a Tron. You know what I mean? I'll fuck you up. That's a Tron.
I don't think they can make a drunken robot.
Yeah, no, not drunken. If you know anything about UK Daz, you know I'll fuck you all up on Mortal Kombat, so whatever. You know, just saying.
It's just one of those things that seeing these things come back and the way that they're doing it, it has me so hyped for everything that's coming next year and beyond. Like, I'm really glad that we're seeing some of these reboots for franchises and series that really should get it done. You know, it sucks that people wanted to see Hellboy 3. I was one of those people. I had been waiting nearly a decade for after the second one, you know, after the Golden Army. There are so many issues with getting the third film off the ground. It was better that they rebooted it, and I really want them to succeed well with this. I want people to view this not from the lens of what we've seen before, but as something new and a new take on it. And I really wish David Harbour the best for it, because, like I said, I like him. He's a funny actor. He's done, you know, some very interesting stuff, especially after his take in Stranger Things, and which really kind of propelled him forward. I really want to see him pull off this character. I really want him to do well.
You've got a sense of humor, you've got a good film, end of the day, you know what I
mean? Exactly. And of course, yeah, well, we actually, Edward Norton in the chat saying maybe we'll see Ultraman. If you weren't already aware, they're doing a new Ultraman series on Netflix, which I'm all excited for.
I hate Netflix. Our last... just watches Netflix all the time and does my head in. She watches so much bullshit on Netflix, it does my nothing. It really does. So I'll put my headphones on, I'll just game. You know what I mean? does my yeah, nothing. Right. It really does. She watches all sorts of shit. The Walking Dead and, oh my God, Flash and all that. I'm like, for fuck's sake, babe, come on.
Whoa. I'm going to have to ask you to not disrespect the Arrowverse, all right?
I am not disrespecting it. I just can't be asked to watch it.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying. You know,
that's something you and your lady can work out.
No, we can't. She's not a lady, and no. I mean, we can't wear that shit.
Oh, snap. Oh,
no. Are you missing that? Yeah, I'm fucked. I'm dead. Only missing, you know. No, she watches all it. Well, it is in my household. Yeah, she's got a 50-inch TV. It's HDR. Awesome, baby. Awesome. She's got a Fire Stick plugged into it. I've got my PC. I've got my Xbox X. I've got my 4K TV, 40-inch, plugged into it, right next to it. Yeah. So I put my headphones on and I totally blank what the fuck she's doing. And she totally blanks what the fuck I'm doing. It's a marriage made in heaven, that's all.
That's a special relationship right there, Dad.
It's very special. Actually, it cost me like 200 fucking quid for Christmas dinner. I'm like, babe, it's fucking Christmas dinner. It's a Sunday dinner. What the fuck? Why spend 65 quid on meats and vegetables and shit? You know what I mean? It's a Sunday dinner where normally it would cost a tenner. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Sorry, rant over. Just saying. Yeah, but I've got a 40-inch 4K fucking TV with an X. So fuck a 50-inch TV. Just saying.
Anyway, size doesn't matter. It's all about the image.
Yeah, fuck her. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh, whoa. All right. Well, Jazz is more than likely going to be dead after this.
Hey, bloody baby, you should know me. You know what I'm like. You should know me.
I know. I'm just saying, you're going to definitely be UK dead after this.
Yeah, no, I won't because you don't know what I'm doing, so. It's all good. I always have a laugh, you know. End of the day.
Right,
next topic. Let's go.
Next topic. So we're gonna jump over from our movies and our comics, and we're gonna go straight back into our anime where it stands for us. And I'm gonna go with my favorite here. Netflix has been honestly just. They just don't stop when it comes to anime, and it doesn't stop with their Japanese and international content. And it was just announced just a couple weeks ago that they're adding yet another classic series, bringing it back and doing it on Netflix. And this is the one that I'm the most hype about because this is a series that hasn't been done in over 30 years. No one knows it. Whoa. No one respects it, but I will stand for it all day. And that is Saint motherfucking Seiya is getting a new series on Netflix. And I honestly got to say, I don't care that CGI. It looks just as clean as the Ultraman one. And I'm just hyped because of the fact that I love Saint Seiya to no end. Like, truly, it is one of my favorite series of all time. I'm the only person I know who likes Pegasus.
Oh, fuck it. No, I'm going to like it at all because she'll like it. That'll be two of us.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to check this shit out.
I know, but shout out to my boy JD. He doesn't like Pegasus because he finds it to be broken, and I don't care because Pegasus is a multi-universal destroyer. Like, there's a reason that the Saints have the Golden Fleece when they unlock Form 7.
Yeah, you got fucked up.
Because of the fact that... Yeah. Exactly. But I'm just glad to see it coming back. Like, everyone's like, oh, Goku's the strongest. Nah, he's got nothing on Pegasus, and I will stand by that. And so I know you don't care one way because you don't really care about Dragon Ball as it is.
Yeah, I really don't. I was just looking at the trailer for Saint Seiya.
This isn't
the same CG that we complained about. This doesn't look too bad. So. I'm really not like, I might check it out. I really don't care about Saint Seiya, but I might check this one out.
You gotta check it out.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
I absolutely do. Like, this is one I completely stand. Like, Toei Animation is one of the companies that owns Saint Seiya. So, seeing them really push it for this and Kurumada Productions is the one doing the animation.
Yeah,
this is more like a
Pixar type animation, like, so it's more on like a, it's more like 3D, like anime. It's not like,
yeah,
it's not like the cheesy CG that we see. So like, I don't
like,
have no problem
like in the
one.
Berserk remake. Yeah. Like in the Berserk remake. Yeah.
I have no problem.
And that's also, it looks, and just I know exactly what you're talking about.
It looked like Dragon Quest. So,
wow.
Like, you know how like they recently made like the new Dragon Quest, and it looks like it's like in that style. So
yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm excited for, because that's one of my issues and complaints with like Knights of Cydonia on Netflix as it is I like the story. I really do like the story of Knights of Cydonia. It's just that the way that the animation is when it goes from 2D to 3D and back and forth is that it's so polarizing, because sometimes it sits in that 2.5 where it's like tries to be 3D but it's not fully 3D, and it just makes it so hard to watch, especially when they do the deep comic book lines, and it just doesn't look appealing. Not like it's working for in games like Dragon Ball FighterZ or in like how it's looking in Jump Force, where the manga art style works. It doesn't always work in some of those, and that's what kind of pushes me away from Knights of Cydonia. But what they're doing in Saint Seiya in this one, as well as what they're doing in the Ultraman series is that it's not doing those heavy lines. They're trying to stick it more into full 3D animation, and it works for that. That's what makes me so excited for it. And the fact is they're retelling the story, and I'm all for that because people really need to see Saint Seiya. Like, it's one of the best shonens out there and has some of the strongest characters in shonens around. It also has one of the best females in and shonen animes. Like, honestly, they really do. Like, no one really knows about the characters. Like, Andromeda is one of my favorites. Like, they made it different in this way, and I'm really looking forward to what they do, you know?
Absolutely. I fucking like that, will you?
Yeah, so I'm really excited that Saint Seiya is making its comeback. Like, so many classic series are making its comeback. And the fact that it's summer next year, like, has me all the more excited because of the fact that it's so soon. Like,
What do you guys think of Mortal Kombat 11?
What was that?
What do you guys think about Mortal Kombat 11?
Mortal Kombat 11?
Yeah, I'm it's excited coming about, baby.
I know. I'm excited. I'm absolutely excited for that. I'm not going
to
lie.
Do you want to have a go with UK?
Hey, man, wait, what?
Would you like to fight me at Mortal Kombat? Just say.
Why not? I'll probably get my ass kicked, but why not?
Yeah, I do. I'm okay. Tell me if you want. It's in Game Pass, so why the fuck not, eh?
Yeah, we'll definitely do that one day.
Do you want to do that? Do you want to do it? Because I'm up for it.
Oh, I'm always up for it. I was like, but we'll have to do that another time.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
I'll fuck you up.
More than likely. But yeah. from there, the next thing that we have here is that My Hero, right? My Hero I can't speak. My Hero Academia is probably one of the biggest, is the biggest shonen out right now. Honestly, one of the biggest in a long time. Like, the level that this has reached on a phenomenal worldwide scale is just something else. And everyone was excited when they first announced that season 4 was going to be in the spring, which I had called. I had said that it after it ended back in the fall, that the next season would be in spring, which it was originally announced for. But last week, they released the first PB trailer, as well as the first teaser images of what's to come for season 4. And I got to say, they are definitely building up for this next story arc to be simply phenomenal. All the manga readers are telling everyone that what we're going to see in this season, this story arc, is going to blow the doors off of everything that we've seen, and it is going to be huge. It is going to be mind-blowing. It is going to take everything balls to the wall on it. But with the announcement of the PV, as well as these teaser images, they announced that the dates were going to get moved back. That it was actually going to come out in the fall season in October, on specifically October 10th is when it's going to premiere. Now, at first, I was a little upset about it, that it's moving so far back, because now instead of waiting 4 more months, got to wait 10 months. But if the studio that's doing the series with Funimation on this, if they're taking this extra time to make sure that the animation, which has always been phenomenal, let's not deny the fact that the animation has been top notch in every episode and some of the best looking fights in recent memory. If they're taking this to make these fights and what's going to be coming next over the top, I am all for waiting for this series. So if it means waiting until October, I am perfectly fine with that. And so I know you actually just recently gave in because of Op and G talking about the manga. You actually gave in and read the next story arc.
Yeah, I've read everything up to the, like, you know, the recent arc that's going on right now. And I will honestly say that the arc that we're about to get, that's about to be animated for it comes out in October, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be the best season that we get for My
Hero. They're gonna make it good.
It's gonna be better than good. It's gonna be great. amazing. It's going
to be great.
I'm just waiting for it. I wish it was like earlier, you know, like in the spring, but like I already know why they're waiting, because it's they're probably
waiting because they're going to make it a good program, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So,
everybody, you know, be patient and wait for greatness. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know that you said that with each story arc as it is, and with each season, we know that it's progressively gotten better. You said this upcoming season and this story arc is going to be the arc that puts the My Hero name just over the top, that everyone's going to know of this series after this arc.
Oh yeah,
is that definitely not what you were saying?
I stand by that. Like, you know, like when One Punch Man first came out, everybody and their mom was talking about One Punch Man. This season is going to do that for My Hero. This is going to have everybody watch it. Season one through to this upcoming one will be four, right? Season four?
Yeah, this is going to be season four. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to watch all the way up to recent just to catch up. I think the manga is going to sell even more. I think it's going to finally catch up to One Piece. I think it's going to be crazy. I think this one arc is going to do crazy numbers.
So you feel like this is the story arc?
Ask you guys a question? Yeah, The Walking Dead. Yeah, it's like I watched it till what season two, three, and all that bollocks after the farm and all that. Them and Rick started getting all that sort of shit, and Yona started fucking slashing a knife about on that. Don't you think he got boring after season three? Or was it just me?
Wait, what are you? What show are you talking about?
We're talking about Walking Dead, bro. Don't you think that got boring after season two? I thought that personally, I thought the farm shit was the best. Season two was the best of The Walking Dead, and don't you think it's just the same old shit from now on?
Yeah, I know a lot of people fell off after season two and season three of The Walking Dead. I know I stopped like halfway through season five.
So I've seen bits and bobs and that, but I have not watched one of the latest versions, you know, season six, whatever, the latest ones. I can't bother. I know fucking Rick fucking does one or whatever. There's spoiler alert, peeps. You know, but I can't be bothered with it. It's the same old, same old. I'm just asking your thoughts on it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you watched the most, like, the recent, like, you know, seasons of A Walking Dead, you'll be surprised of how good it got. It's getting better and better. So, like, especially if you read the comics of Walking Dead, they're about to, you know, introduce, like, the whispers and stuff like that. So it's getting better. It's returning back to form.
Well, it needs to get better, doesn't it? Because it's about to fucking end. You're getting to the point where it's going to finish. So.
It's nowhere close to ending. They're about to make films and everything.
Well, isn't it like season six, and there's not going to be a seven or eight or whatever. So
they're doubling down on it. They're about to start making movies of Walking Dead.
No, cool. I'd ask that because it does buy nothing.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from, and yeah, that's definitely something to think of. But yeah, Walking Dead is, and I know a few people who watched it and kept up with it and said that it picked up in these later seasons, which is great, great to see. And I'm glad that a lot of people who stuck with it are getting something good out of it. And as for My Hero, like, we already know how much of a phenomenon that this anime has been globally. Like, since the first season, it's been doing so well and it's gotten so much of a name. If you honestly think that this is a story arc that's going to put it basically in everyone's name and in their head that this is the anime and put it up there on the levels of the big three, like, that is great things to hear for what they're doing.
Yeah, this anime is, I will consider it this generation's top, like, big three. So we have, I would say, yeah, it's one One Piece is still in the top three, and then My Hero is there. We just, and like eventually, you know, Dragon Ball is going to come back and it's going to take a spot. So
nice.
Yeah. I don't know that. I think that that Black Clover's still coming back. It's doing well. I'll say that I agree with you that the last episode was a little bit and very all over the place.
The last episode of Black Clover, they Michael Bayed it. They did way too much on the animation and everything. They were trying to be cool and it really didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, when I was looking at that artistic sense, when you said, God, that you didn't like it, when I watched it and just seen how many still images that they were using to make these fast moving things, I was like, why are you doing this? I was like, you've done so many better fights. Yeah. Like they took black colors.
Like there was a scene where, you know, we got Asta walking. You could tell it's just a still image and they just have his head on moving back and forth. Like that's the only thing they changed. They did a lot of shortcuts to make
it's all a pillar. The
animation just to make the animation look fluid and fast paced. Like they wanted that all moment, like, you know, Boruto, the fight with Momo and Sasuke and Naruto. They just wanted that. Yeah. They wanted that feeling, but they completely failed it. Like there was a scene inside in Black Clover where you see a tidal wave. Where did this tidal wave come from? And like there wasn't water around. There wasn't like there. Why was there a tidal wave water in midair? It doesn't make sense.
It's not Paz the Dragoon, baby. Fort North.
And I was about to say, so I know you would have the most knowledge on this, being our resident artist and animator. You would know exactly how this all looks, because when I was watching it, I saw so many flat scenes where they were just trying to shove the color as one thing to make it like move really quick, to make it seem like they were zooming across, and it made the dimension just look off, because after that they would have a sudden stop. And then, you know, it would be a top-down view, and then it would be high-detailed forests, and then after that, it's just like flat green colors.
Yeah, it's great colors. It's like they never finished the background. Like there's so many cuts in that, you know, in that that fight where you don't know where they're at, where they're going. You don't know like how far they're from their initial point, and like you don't see any perspective from any other character of what is going on. Like you don't know what's going on. It's just weird. Some scenes like it was painted in Microsoft Paint, and some scenes look like they try to take their time, but they's like, screw it, we're just gonna take shortcuts.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like that was one of the ones where I really noticed that. I was just like, you guys are doing great with the series and the buildup, but why did that happen? Like, yeah, like they missed it with that. Like Black Clover, Black Clover had really great animated fights. What they did with that episode, I was just like, no, why'd y'all take a step back to do this? I was like, y'all could have done so much better.
Because couldn't handle me, that's what it was. Fuck you up, club. You know.
Are you sure you're not drunky drunk? I'm pretty sure you're drunky drunk.
Oh, he's drunky. He drunk. He's so
I'm merry.
I love
I'm
you,
not
Dad.
Drunk. I'm merry.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're merry. You're merry. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, whatever. he was a challenge me to a fight on Mortal Kombat or Soul Calibur or Tekken. I'll fuck you up. So there you go. Yeah, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
All right.
Think about if they would have done taken all the shortcuts and animation that we saw in that episode Black Clover during the fight with Todoroki and Midoriya, you know how pissed off people would have been.
But the funny thing about it, yeah, people would have been pissed off, but then there's a weird community of like people that just love Sakuga, and like the people that just love to look at like still images and count pixels in like anime, and I don't understand why people were like a small community loves this fight and they think it looks.
Oh, do you know what? Like, all right, hold the thought a minute. Like, yeah, UK diaspora say, saying this. Would you not like to go back to your fucking kid years and stick on the SNES and play Super Mario or fucking Super Ghouls and Ghosts?
Huh?
You know what I mean? Would you be happy doing that? Because I fucking would. Instead of all this bullshit that's going on right now.
Going back and playing those old games?
Well, buddy, would you like that?
Going back to being a kid.
But yeah, with no bullshit, just switch on the stairs. Let's get some Ghosts and Ghosts or Super Mario on the book. You know what I mean? Jobs are coming. Instead of all this absolute bullshit like it's going on constantly on Twitter and YouTube, it's just bullshit. Gaming is gaming, you know what I mean? So,
Daz, I don't know where you are, man, but that's not what we're talking about.
You know, he's in a different world right now. You know,
I'm always in a different world.
But so I'm glad that you mentioned that there's a weird community that has this issue with. You know, with art styles, because think about the people who are making a big deal with the new PV for One Punch Man. They were complaining about the gradients. Weren't you talking about how they were mad about
the gradients? I'm gonna give a fault, mate.
The thing about One Punch Man, it looks amazing. It looks good. There's nothing to complain about, but people still find a way to like pinpoint the smallest thing. Oh my God, look at Saitama's head. He has a gradient on his bald head. Why are y'all complaining about this? I don't understand. Does it look bad? No.
It's like, attention seeking. That's all it is. You but know the thing it, is,
everybody retweets it, and then eventually this will get back to the artist, and like eventually they might change it just because everybody's complaining about a gradient. It's a gradient. Like that's nothing. That has nothing to do with the art style. Like everything looks exactly the same.
Yeah, I give the new studio a lot of props for what they did because I like the art style. It's not as polarizing as it was going from three seasons of how it was in like High School DxD to what they did with season four when the new studio took over. You know,
like when I seen the tweet of somebody like, "Oh, look at this! Yikes!" I was like, "Yikes about what? What do you see that's wrong?" I could see if they went from Terraform Mars season one to Terraform Mars season two. Then you're like, oh my, like, what is this? Then you now I understand why you're complaining, but this is almost identical. The only person that probably looks different is King.
Yep, I would say King is the only thing that it is. And you know what, Daz made a good point. It's attention seeking, it really is the worst kind of attention seeking coming from the worst parts of the community, which is the one thing that makes me mad about our community is that it's these little things that people pick out. Like I said, it's one season that we got, and yes, they're coming after a season that was done by Madhouse. You know, Madhouse is one of the best production companies in the biz, but the studio that's picking it up is doing their damnedest to do it well, and it's paying off.
You're nitpicking at a gradient. I guarantee they've been working their ass off just to get it to where it's at now. But you want to?
It does my fucking eye. Why can't you just turn your console on and play a game without all the bullshit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Turn your PS4 on, whatever. Your Switch. Turn it on and play the game. And no.
I feel you, man. I feel you, man.
You know what I mean? Unless looking at all this bullshit on Twitter, it really does my annoying. Just saying.
But I mean, he makes a good point. It's like, why can't anime fans just sometimes just shut the hell up and enjoy what's being done? You know, like I said, it's different when it's one season to the next season and it's a different studio. It's not like it was for High School DxD fans from three seasons of Mad Men Entertainment doing the seasons and then going to a whole new art style in season four with Passion doing the new art style and taking over. After a while, you know, after the first few episodes, the the new character models were not as bad as people were making them out to be. I kind of got used to them over a while, and they still did the story right. It's just, it wasn't what people were used to. But that's three seasons, you know, several years of the same character models. This is one season, and it's been several years since we had the first season. And it was announced a while back that a new studio was going to take over for the animation. Get the hell over it. Come on now. You know, that's just one of those things that really annoys me sometimes.
Well, you know how the world and Twitter is. It's, they got to find something to, you know, get the likes and retweets about. So.
Yeah, Twitter is something else, man. Twitter is something else. But for our last big topic, we're going to end here from something that we've talked about heavily throughout this past year. And that's streaming services. And
fuck that streaming.
But not just streaming services. It's the war on streaming sites, and specifically pirated streaming sites. Now, we know, so me and you know how this works in the community for streaming sites, right? We've seen sites like, you know, Kiss Anime and, you know, other bigger pirated sites putting out shows and keeping up with everything with fan dubs and stuff like that faster than they were originally coming out with from the main source. And one of the biggest ones in the community, Hentai Haven. And yes, Hentai Haven was exactly that. It was a fan sub site that
it's
hosted
fuck all now, is it?
It had all your hentai, all the anime titties that a man could want.
Yeah.
All subs faster than the official subs were coming out. Well, recently, Hentai Haven finally got hit and was being taken down.
It got fucked up.
Yeah, they really did. They did. And it was sad to see because Hentai Haven is a juggernaut for the anime community, especially for those who want their mature content.
Yeah.
But just earlier today, it was announced that they're going to be partnering with website and fellow doujin and hentai website, Faku.net, to partner to keep themselves going.
Faku.net. Fuck yes. You as well.
Yeah. You know, Faku. Yeah, exactly. Faku. Fuck you. Oh, damn, Dad. You dying. You dying over there, man.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so alive.
Are you dead? Oh, no. You dying.
No, I'm still here. We got,
well,
you know. All right,
well,
go
you know,
on.
Fuck you. So, I'm glad that Hentai Haven is still being saved because they're partnering with Faku. But this kind of shows just how serious Japan and the industry is about this war on streaming sites. But the biggest impact and the fact that this sends a message, right? Because this is one of the biggest sites that did this and has been around for so long that people know Hentai Haven, whether they use it or not. They know the name. It's one of those that has that notoriety in the community. So to see them get hit like this, it's one of the things that really does set
have an impact.
Daz, you all right there, man?
Yeah, I was coughing. I'd say that will just fuck you up. They'll say, no, it's just, you know what?
All right, man.
We're going to need you to drink some water, man. We're going to have to get out, man. You're going to have to get there. You're going to go get to the kitchen and get some water, man.
What?
You over there dying, man. Need some water.
No, I said I coughed. I said I'm fine. I'm good. Let's go.
Okay, just making sure, because you know, death is good for a show and all. Add some spice, but
yeah, if I die, you get some views.
I think we don't want them type of views. No,
but it's still views. Who gives a fuck, man? You know.
Hey, man.
So what are your thoughts on this happening, especially to a juggernaut like Hentai Haven, man?
I had no idea that they were in trouble. I didn't know there was any problem going on with Hentai Haven, because you know, like, I never heard any like negative things about them. And then recently I saw the tweet, and I was super surprised. But you know, like, I think like a couple days or a day later, Faku, they picked them up. But the only thing I don't kind of like about that is they have to, the people will have to pay now. They will have to create like a service and everything. And I know when it comes to hentai, people don't want to, you know, make logins and services for these sites, because they want to be anonymous and stuff like that. So I just don't know what to think about that.
Yeah, and here's the thing is, you know, me and you are the ones who support the more mature and adult content here on the show. You know, we've always stood by that. We know we respect the anime titties. You got to respect the anime titties. But
MK11, baby. MK11, they're going to fuck you up.
What?
Yes, they are going to fuck you up. But, you know, I've watched Hentai Haven and use the website in the past, and I used Faku in the past. And the thing about Faku is that Faku was the site that you would go for your doujin mangas. And for those that don't know what a doujin manga is, it's basically a fan fiction or mature manga that has adult content. And there was a lot on that website, and it all used to be free. You could go in there, look up a series, or go look at original stories, and it was really well done. The fact that it was all free was great. I used to love Faku.net. Until they started making it a subscription service and, you know, making people need to pay to read certain mangas or buy the mangas themselves, and they're doing it at high prices. Now, I have nothing against Faku. I know that they are a site. They need to make money, as well as they need to help the artists make money. But it was one of those things that in the era that it was coming into, that they started to do that kind of stuff. But again, I have nothing against Faku. I completely respect them. I love them. Guys and everything, you know, I really am really glad that they're the ones who are still helping to preserve the mature side of things here in the community. And I'm glad that they reached out and partnered and helped to save Hentai Haven. But it kind of shows you the fact that this war on mature content, and especially on streaming sites, especially for anime, especially for pirated anime, to be honest, you know, that they're not joking around. And when they hit one of the juggernauts, that kind of shows this is serious. And I'm glad to know that they're being saved by Faku and that they're going to work with them and everything, because they do get the hentais and stuff as well and can help with the subbing and everything else. But it does set a very dangerous precedent for what's to come in the future, you know?
Yeah, I can agree. I don't know. I really don't know how to feel about it, because hopefully, you know, this money is going to like the artists and stuff like that. So it's I would say definitely for like people that really, you know, like dive into like, you know, doujin manga and like, you know, watch hentai and like on like a more regular basis. I know this is like probably like a big hit for them. So.
Yeah, and for all those out there that really do enjoy this stuff, like I said, I've actively used Hentai Haven multiple times. I used to read doujin mangas a lot, and there were some really well done ones. Like, I didn't even care that it was adult content. Some of them were so well drawn and had great stories. I forgot that it was a doujin manga, to be honest. Like, it's something well done, because you always find amazing artists like that. And I don't think people give those people enough respect just because it's mature content.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm glad to see that they are being preserved and kept around. I this sets a very scary tone for the future of streaming sites, and it shows that the official streaming services are going to be the go-to. But here's the problem, right? Those services need to step up what they're doing and really commit to what they're doing. No half-ass stuff, no half measures, no nothing. Like, if they're going to do that, they need to optimize their platforms outside of just PC. They need to optimize it for all the other apps that it's a part of, such as if they have a mobile app, a console app, or anything else. They need to optimize it, fix the search engines, and just a lot of other stuff. You know, they really do need to get that under wraps if this is going to be the thing. And I'm looking at you, Verb. I love you, Crunchyroll. I've been using you. I had plenty of, you know, free money from you guys to use the service, but you're only optimized on PC. Like, the website is your highest optimization. You don't have it perfected down on mobile, and you definitely don't have it well optimized for console apps. Like, y'all need to get that together besides fixing y'all servers with these, you know, crashes during your big simulcasts. Like, that's where it needs to come down to. This is what, if we're paying you for this, you need to get that down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely understand. Like, maybe, you know, in the near future, you know, they get this shit together, but we'll see. Like, me personally, I haven't had any problems with, you know, like especially like Crunchyroll and stuff like that. So,
yeah, like I said, this is something that
anybody else, and I'm not gonna say that other people don't go through like crazy problems. So, they just need to fix this shit.
Yeah, they do definitely need to fix they shit. Now, before we head out of here, and I gotta say, we definitely been going for a good bit. I want to ask you, so what were your top three animes for this year? For 2018, what were the big three animes for you that you absolutely loved?
I would say Devilman Crybaby, My Hero, and I don't know what I would put for my third one. Shit, you go. I just know two. I need to hear your name. Your name.
Okay, so for me, my top three from this year was Devilman Crybaby, because we raved about Devilman Crybaby back in January, saying this was going to be the anime of the year for us because it was just so good. And it really has. It's still the one anime that had me legitimately so damn depressed. You know, I loved it.
Oh yeah,
so
much. I was in my feelings. I was definitely in my feelings for like a whole like week and a half. I was hurt.
Dude, I finished the last episode before work, and I was just like, I'm too depressed. I can't work today. And they're like, why? Yeah. I was just like, I can't tell you. I was like, you wouldn't understand. But
yeah, Devilman
Crybaby was. Yeah, I was like, Devilman Crybaby was my top for the year. And then right after that, I have to say Megalobox was my second.
I was just about to say that. My third is Megalobox. Yep.
Yeah. Megalobox was phenomenal. I'm a major boxing fan. I grew up boxing. The hip hop, the animation was so old school. It took me back to the early 90s and 2000s style animation. It was just so good. One of the best stories in a while. I really loved the ever living hell out of it. So, so phenomenal. So if you haven't seen Megalobox, y'all really do need to go watch Megalobox. And then for me, I have to say my third favorite for this year was, you know what? It was a surprise for me, but I'm going to say Magical Girl Ore or Maho Shoujo Ore. And I love this one because it made fun of the magical girl genre because it was about two cute girls who have the ability to turn into magical girls, except when they turn to magical girls, they turn into big buff dudes. So they turn into big buff dudes. And when they turn into these big buff dudes, they sell it off as their idols, that they're male magical girl idols. And they sing and dance and do the whole shenanigans. And it completely threw me for a loop. And I loved it. I was like, I was like, I love what they were doing with their interpretation and making fun of the genre, but still loving it well enough. Like, it was honestly one of the biggest surprises for anime this year. And that's not to mention that there's everything that just came out in the winter season or the fall season right now. You know, that's including like S Gridman. Like, I love S Gridman because I'm going to say Trigger's the GOAT of the anime industry. They have a new anime almost every other year or every other season. Like, they have one or two animes a year coming out. They don't stop. Like, these are the guys from Gainax. Like, they're just amazing, all right? And if you don't know Trigger or any other shows, you need to watch. Like, from Darling in the Franxx earlier this year to now with S Gridman, like, they got any genre on lock. Like, this year, they really were pushing the mecha.
Yeah, I see. I see that they're on full throttle. So you can't hate them. They're pushing out content. It's like they're averaging like good rated shows. So,
oh hell yeah, man! They're stuff.
They gotta watch out for them. People gotta watch out for them. So
yep, they the GOAT, man. They the GOAT. And I'm gonna say this as my honorable mention, just because I have to save it. That time I got reincarnated as a slime. Hilarious. Well, over the
I
top.
Knew so you good. Was going to say something about some reincarnation. You know what I already knew it.
You know I had to. You know I had to.
I just had a feeling. I was waiting. I was like, he's going to say something about the time you got reincarnated by something. I know it because it's like a new show like every year about some reincarnation. So like.
Yeah, but dude, if you watch the time I got reincarnated as a slime, it's better than it has any right to be.
Oh man, I don't know if I could get into that. I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, you watch it. I was like, you will fall in love with it because it's hilarious and it's so self-aware. It's better. It makes it so good.
No, man. I don't know.
All right. Hey Daz, you all right over there? Did you get some water?
I think he passed out.
No, I was like he was making some noises with some pots and pans in the kitchen. So had to make sure we didn't have a man fall over. But I don't think he realizes he's muted right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yep. We're gonna call 119 and make sure that UK Daz is not UK dead.
Yeah, please. So, make sure
we gotta check on the homie. But guys, I gotta say, from me and Soul and the rest of us here from the Smash Podcast, we do want to thank everyone who's here right now and for everyone who's supported the show and watched us throughout the year. Spoonman, Siberia, Witty Mass, and everyone else who's here, Edward Norton being here earlier, Fastback, Novad, Jago when he stops by, just everyone, of course, you know, all the guys from GRG, 108 Dragons, and K-Mega, and everyone else who supports us. We appreciate this, and we know that's a break from y'all's usual shows, you know, talking video games. Yeah, we talk about that, but we like to keep it on the Japanese side and supporting our hobbies and hope that y'all enjoy what y'all hear from. Besides anime, you know, we talk about comics and TV shows and all that good stuff. You know, we got the king of comics here with Soul, always picking up 7-8 every week.
Hey, you know, man, you gotta stay on, you know, you gotta stay up to date. So, you know, I gotta read everything. I gotta know what's going on in the DC to Marvel universe. And I'm even reading Miller World because, you know, Netflix, they bought a comic studio and they making comics too. And it's Miller World.
Oh, well, there you go. Look at that. You got the king of anime and you got the king of comics here, man. I was like, that's what we do. That's how we keep it going. But honestly, we want to thank you all for spending this year with us. Like I said, we will be taking next week off so that way we can be with our families as well. So hopefully y'all are spending it all with y'all's and that if y'all are doing anything on y'all's holidays for Christmas or New Year's or whatever y'all do, y'all be safe and just make sure y'all enjoy yourselves with y'all's time. But look out and just take care and we'll be back in the new year bright and early. We're going to do a big, you know, review over everything in the year. We're going to have new guests coming out. You know, we have some things in the works, and you're going to be seeing us kind of making moves and going to all sorts of places and definitely making some changes. You know, Soul still working on the art, but don't worry, it's coming. He's got to work through those commissions first. The man is a busy man. Everyone wants his art.
Super busy, man.
But trust me, you're going to like what we have planned coming up here soon. So from us to you guys, please check all of our social media down below, our Twitter. Of course, you can also find my Mixer page and then the Facebook page where you'll see Soul posting up some of his art. Of course, any updates that I have for what's going on. But from us, guys, peace out and check you later.
Peace.